Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
What if you lived in a country where conflict in the streets killed 15 people each day and injured thousands each year? In the United States, there is conflict in our streets as drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists compete for safe space. Help end this deadly competition. Complete Streets have sidewalks, bike lanes, and narrower traffic lanes to provide safe space for everyone. To bring Complete Streets to your community, go to planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Listen again and check your answers.
What if you lived in a country where conflict in the streets killed 15 people each day and injured thousands each year? In the United States, there is conflict in our streets as drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists compete for safe space. Help end this deadly competition. Complete Streets have sidewalks, bike lanes, and narrower traffic lanes to provide safe space for everyone. To bring Complete Streets to your community, go to planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
Listen again and check your answers.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
We are very pleased and honored to be joined by Alex Berenson, whose new book, Marijuana, on marijuana. Tell your children the truth about marijuana, mental illness, and violence has gotten an awful lot of attention, and it deserves even more.
So I decided to write this a couple of years ago after my wife, who's a forensic psychiatrist, meaning she deals with the criminally mentally ill, and I had one too many conversations where she told me that somebody she was evaluating had committed some horrendous crime under the influence of cannabis. And I told her, really, wasn't some other drug involved, and that sounds like madness to me. And she told me, go read the studies. She is the one who trained at Harvard and Columbia. She's the one who sees these patients. Of course, she knew exactly what she was talking about. And so...
Listen again and check your answers.
We are very pleased and honored to be joined by Alex Berenson, whose new book, Marijuana, on Marijuana, Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence, has gotten an awful lot of attention, and it deserves even more.
So I decided to write this a couple of years ago after my wife, who's a forensic psychiatrist, meaning she deals with the criminally mentally ill, and I had one too many conversations where she told me that somebody she was evaluating had committed some horrendous crime under the influence of cannabis. And I told her, really, wasn't some other drug involved, and that sounds like madness to me. And she told me, go read the studies. She is the one who trained at Harvard and Columbia. She's the one who sees these patients. Of course, she knew exactly what she was talking about. And so...
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
The more interesting part of the book for me as a reporter was, how did we get here? How do we get to a point where the scientific community has a broad consensus about this? Certainly the psychiatric community has a broad consensus about this. And yet the public perception about cannabis has gone the other way in the last 20 to 30 years in such a shocking way that we're now on the verge of legalizing this drug nationally in the United States. There's a massive failure of journalism around cannabis. And in general, despite what we've seen with opioids, despite what we've seen with cigarettes, people seem to be unable to get it through their heads that the manufacturers of addictive products cannot be trusted to tell the truth about the risks of those products. It's beyond me. The skepticism that that as a Times reporter I displayed about the drug industry, the pharmaceutical drug industry, is completely lacking from the coverage of marijuana in the United States.
Listen again and check your answers.
The more interesting part of the book for me as a reporter was, how did we get here? How do we get to a point where the scientific community has a broad consensus about this? Certainly the psychiatric community has a broad consensus about this. And yet the public perception about cannabis has gone the other way in the last 20 to 30 years in such a shocking way that we're now on the verge of legalizing this drug nationally in the United States. There's a massive failure of journalism around cannabis. And in general, despite what we've seen with opioids, despite what we've seen with cigarettes, people seem to be unable to get it through their heads that the manufacturers of addictive products cannot be trusted to tell the truth about the risks of those products. It's beyond me. And so, you know, the skepticism that that as a Times reporter I displayed about the drug industry, the pharmaceutical drug industry, is completely lacking from the coverage of marijuana in the United States.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Author Helen Cullen, our guest today, tells us how writing letters the old-fashioned way was the start of her literary career.
It really saddens me to think that there are whole generations of young people growing up now who may never know the exquisite thrill of an envelope landing on their doormat with the name written by the hand of someone who loves them. In this digital age, we can communicate more efficiently and economically than ever before, and yet somehow as a society we have become more disconnected and lonelier than we've ever been. My mother, she was the first person to introduce me to letter writing by explaining the importance of a well-written thank you note. That way she ensured I was bitten by the bug. It felt very grown up being allowed to articulate your thoughts with the world without an adult mediator and knowing that someone would take the time to read what you have to say. I discovered that I loved this practice of sitting down and committing to paper all of the thoughts in my head and choosing the best way to express them. Something important clicked. I had a voice and I could use it.
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
In this edition, the amazing story of the man who cycled from India to Europe for love.
We love to share, you know, our love. But the story has its own life and energy, you know.
It's now, a uniting story.
Uniting people.
I think longing for that. We are not separate. Yeah. We are united.
So this United Nation, I feel it's also the platform, you know, it's the only platform on this planet that it are uniting people. And we have to do much better. The story is uniting.
Pradyumna Kumar Mahanandia, known as PK, and Charlotte von Schedwin met in India in December 1975. Lotta, as she is known, had driven there from Sweden with a few friends, which, as we'll hear, was not uncommon back then. PK is originally from a small remote jungle village in eastern India, but at the time he was studying art in New Delhi, supporting himself as a portrait artist. Sparks flew and they soon married, but Lata had to return to her homeland after a month.
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
A year later, PK, who could not afford a plane ticket, sold his belongings and bought a second-hand bike and began a months-long journey towards his beloved, traveling some 7,000 kilometers, or more than 4,000 miles, through 8 countries. He pedaled forward, powered by dreams, love, and ultimately, he found what we're all looking for.
If we don't dream, then dream will not come true. You know? And we must believe where we come from. We come from love. We are proceeding towards love. Why not live with love, with happiness?
More than 40 years on, PK is still in Sweden, and he and Lotta, who now have 2 grown children, are still going strong. PK's story is told in a book called The Amazing Story of the Man Who Cycled from India to Europe for Love. It was written by Swedish...
Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
We also have a very robust women's and infants program here. We deliver 3,700 babies a year. So those nurses are very specialized in labor and delivery, postpartum care. We have a 16-bed neonatal intensive care unit. Our med-surg departments here are very strong. We have a center of excellence for stroke. We have a center of excellence for hip and knee. We have a center of excellence for breast care. Along with each of those centers of excellence, we have nurses that are qualified to work there with their education and their focus on those specialty populations of patients.
When I get to design a sunrise with my designer, Richard Hudson, for The Lion King, I don't want a projection. Then we don't see the sunrise anymore. We've seen that one. So you use silk on rods. Silk on rods that's all crumpled up on the ground, and as it rises, the audience goes, my God, it's silk and on rods, but it's the sun. Well, of course it's the sun, because I'm using your imagination to combine with my imagination. And yet, through the animation of the actor, it comes alive. And you can see the rods, and you can see the artifice, and you can see the strings. The fact is that we know we're in a space, and we're not going to see snow on the stage. So what am I going to give you for snow? Am I going to give you some artificial snow dropping out of a bag? No, I'm going to give you chicken feathers, white chicken feathers. They're going to fly out of a plate that's spiraling around. It's very cheap. It was my first production, probably cost about $200, the whole production. And they're going to fly, and you know what you get from that.
3B.
And Mr. Gurdon, so what is your process for fact-checking a reporter's piece? How many stages does it go through before it is published?
Well, the principal fact-checker is supposed to be the reporter. You know, one hires people who one trusts to go out and do a good job and to check the facts. But naturally, the story goes through a number of different stages. The reporters have supervising editors. Each editor has perhaps five or six reporters who report to them, and they talk about the story in advance. And the editors will monitor the way that a story is going, talk to the editor, to the reporters about how the story is coming along, what they've found out, whether what they've found out prompts the need for further questions. And then the story will be written and it will come through to the editor.
There was also a provision that was added yesterday to temporarily raise the deposit insurance cap, the basic cap from $100,000 to $250,000. That obviously has a direct impact on us. I could support it. It is temporary. I think there is a lot of need right now for safety and security. 98% of accounts are already under $100,000. About 63% to 73% of all deposits will now be insured. And it is temporary. So I think as a means to help provide, especially the retail, the smaller depositor, an extra safe harbor, a safe place to keep their money, I think on a temporary basis it is was a fine move.
Our content's going to change in the next few years. We'll be doing an exhibition on treaties between the Indian nations and the United States. We'll be doing an exhibition on the Inca Empire, which is cultural and historical, but a great deal of historical content. We're doing an exhibition called Native New York. That'll be a permanent exhibition that's built specifically in response to the content requirements of New York State public school curricula. And so we wanted to create an exhibition where a teacher can bring her students into that exhibition and get not only the content that she or he is required to deliver, but also the additional content that we think is very important for New Yorkers to have about their history.
Listen again and check your answers.
We also have a very robust women's and infants program here. We deliver 3,700 babies a year. So those nurses are very specialized in labor and delivery, postpartum care. We have a 16-bed neonatal intensive care unit. Our med-surg departments here are very strong. We have a center of excellence for stroke. We have a center of excellence for hip and knee. We have a center of excellence for breast care. Along with each of those centers of excellence, we have nurses that are qualified to work there with their education and their focus on those specialty populations of patients.
When I get to design a sunrise with my designer, Richard Hudson, for The Lion King, I don't want a projection. Then we don't see the sunrise anymore. We've seen that one. So you use silk on rods. Silk on rods that's all crumpled up on the ground, and as it rises, the audience goes, my God, it's silk and on rods, but it's the sun. Well, of course it's the sun, because I'm using your imagination to combine with my imagination. And yet, through the animation of the actor, it comes alive. And you can see the rods, and you can see the artifice, and you can see the strings. The fact is that we know we're in a space, and we're not gonna see snow on the stage. So what am I gonna give you for snow? Am I gonna give you some artificial snow dropping out of a bag? No, I'm gonna give you chicken feathers, white chicken feathers. They're gonna fly out of a plate that's spiraling around. It's very cheap. It was my first production, probably cost about $200, the whole production. And they're gonna fly, and you know what you get from that.
3B.
And Mr. Gurdon, so what is your process for fact-checking a reporter's piece? How many stages does it go through before it is published?
Well, the principal fact-checker is supposed to be the reporter. One hires people who one trusts to go out and do a good job and to check the facts. But naturally, the story goes through a number of different stages. The reporters have supervising editors. Each editor has perhaps five or six reporters who report to them, and they talk about the story in advance. And the editors will monitor the way that a story is going, talk to the editor, to the reporters about how the story is coming along, what they've found out, whether what they've found out prompts the need for further questions. And then the story will be written and it will come through to the editor.
There was also a provision that was added yesterday to temporarily raise the deposit insurance cap, the basic cap from $100,000 to $250,000. That obviously has a direct impact on us. I could support it. It is temporary. I think there is a lot of need right now for safety and security. 98% of accounts are already under $100,000. About 63% to 73% of all deposits will now be insured. And it is temporary. So I think as a means to help provide, especially the retail, the smaller depositor, an extra safe harbor, a safe place to keep their money, I think on a temporary basis it is was a fine move.
Our
content's going to change in the next few years. We'll be doing an exhibition on treaties between the Indian nations and the United States. We'll be doing an exhibition on the Inca Empire, which is cultural and historical, but a great deal of historical content. We're doing an exhibition called Native New York. That'll be a permanent exhibition that's built specifically in response to the content requirements of New York State public school curricula. And so we wanted to create an exhibition where a teacher can bring her students into that exhibition and get not only the content that she or he is required to deliver, but also the additional content that we think is very important for New Yorkers to have about their history.
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps.
I've done something so stupid that I still can't believe it. Last year, my wife and I took our four children to the biggest religious celebration in Delhi, in a vast field outside the gates of the old city. I noticed a sheet laid out on the dried mud, and crouched on it was a man offering temporary tattoos. Now, I've never been able to stand tattoos. I have nightmares of the thought of my children getting some ugly doodle etched into their perfect skin. That's why I thought it would be so funny to surprise my wife with a fake one. How about a heart with her name in it for her birthday? I said. They wash off? I asked the tattoo man. Yes, he said. Temporary, yes? Yes. Not real tattoos? Yes. I felt the chrome nozzle of his little machine. I couldn't feel the needle. He showed me a pot of ink. Well, you'd need ink for a temporary tattoo, wouldn't you?
B.
I pointed to a heart on one of the laminated sheets with pictures of his craft, and then at the letters B-E-E. Yes, 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 he said, and took my arm firmly. Before I knew it, he was already at work. And here's the thing, it didn't hurt. Everyone I know who has ever had a tattoo says it hurt. All I felt was a prickle. But by then the tattoo man had already inked out a rough heart, and I do mean rough, in the middle of my upper arm. It must have taken all of 30 seconds.
B.
He started on the letters, first an L. Hold on a second. Then a smaller heart. An O. Now I was really worried. I tried to pull my arm away. No, 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 said the tattoo man, pulling back. With a sharp tug, I got my arm free and wiped in desperation at the ink. But the blue-black ink didn't even smudge. What have you done? Demanded my wife when I found her again in the crowd. My daughters were doubled up with glee. Who wouldn't laugh when your dad has got himself a tattoo by mistake?
B.
My wife was worried about the risk of blood-borne infection, which is how I came to be sitting in front of a doctor in one of Delhi's hospitals. So how risky is a street tattoo like this, I wanted to know. Oh, infection is very, very common, he told me with a huge smile. He said that as well as hepatitis A and B, there is also the risk of HIV. Really? I asked. Oh, this is a very, very common way to get HIV. I see it all the time, he said, apparently delighted. 2 weeks later, the results of the blood test came through. It was clear. The tattoo, however, isn't going anywhere. Ugly as it is, I'm keeping it. A permanent reminder to be less impetuous.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.